to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773-888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. Brand new biblical question. I got one this morning. It just came to me. Are you afraid to abandon your fears of evil? Your fear of evil. Are you afraid to abandon your fear of evil? Are you? Amazing, huh? Amazing question. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about, you just got to run around. You can podcast the show and still listen as it is happening by calling the listen line on Talk Stream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go buy me a coffee. Buy me on coffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. Don't forget to like these videos. Hit the like. Like. All right? Amazing. So, it's Wednesday. And as you know, the last 2 hours of the show on Wednesday is manhood hour, right? Rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. But the first hour on Wednesday, because we love the blacks, it is Black Excellence Hour.
Mm-hmm.
What's wrong with the black?
It blows my mind how black people go in everybody else's business and bully them.
I want to make sure we agree on that first.
No, we disagree.
Hold on.
I'm on your ass, Jesse.
What the?
Come on, Coon.
Hey, Tony. My mirror flew about to come off.
I think you've pretty much pissed off everybody.
Keep that. Amazing. Absolutely amazing. My mic headset going out here. Let's see here. I'm going to have to turn it way up so I can see if that'll work. Testing. Okay. I have to turn it way up. No, the headset is. I got to turn way up so I can hear a little bit better, but it's like it's not out in my head. It's out there. But I think we're working on it. It's a spiritual battle. Right versus wrong, good versus evil. Happy White History Month. I have a White History moment for you. And it is an amazing White History moment. Really. And I think this is all the ones we've done so far just been absolutely perfect. But for this one, by this person coming from tough times back in the 1800s, when things were quote unquote really bad, this person just did what he had to do. Unlike today, when they begging and blaming and accusing more than any other time in history of America, when there's nothing that can stop you in life except you. You're stopping yourself. No one else is. And this person is a perfect example of having a life if you want one, with no excuses. Only weak people make excuses about life and situations in life. Only weak people. So whenever you hear someone complaining, I can't do it because of my color, I can't do it because of male or female, I can't do it for the, I started out poor or whatever. They're evil and they're lying and they have the life that they want. They're lying to you. I would run fast from those people. They are dangerous, evil people. Human nature is evil anyway, but a complainer is even worse. A blamer. I can't make it because of whatever situation, my handicap or anything. I want free stuff. I need affirmative action. I need reparation. I need DEI. I need you to let me in because of my color or male or femaleness, whatever, right? This White History Month is really amazing. So my White History person for you today is Booker T. Washington. Here's an overall view of the life and legacy of Booker T. Washington from 1856, from 1856 to 1915. An educator, author, and a leader. This is from NETC TV. Watch this.
My name is Booker T. Washington. I was born into slavery in 1856 in Franklin County, Virginia. My mother, Jane, was an enslaved cook for plantation owners James and Elizabeth Burroughs. After the Civil War, my mother, siblings, and I, along with many other slaves, were freed. I was 9 years old. After being free, we moved to Malden, West Virginia. I worked at a local mine, and I was allowed to attend school, but only after my work hours. While working in the coal mines, I overheard other workers speaking of this place, Hampton Institute. This was also known as Hampton Normal and Agricultural Institute, which was a school for former slaves in southeastern Virginia. The school was founded by General Samuel Chapman Armstrong. The general led black troops for the Union during the Civil War and after was dedicated to educational opportunities for African Americans. I had the opportunity to attend in 1872 when I was 16 years of age. I was so grateful for this opportunity. I knew from a young age that a good, strong education was vital. Now that I think about it, I walked most of the way to Hampton from Malden, about 500 miles, I'd say. I was a good student. I especially enjoyed public speaking and debate. I was provided a job as a janitor to pay for my room and board. I graduated with honors in 1875 and was chosen to speak at my commencement. I particularly took pride in this since I love public speaking so much.
Amazing, huh? 1856 to 1915, no excuses. He is black, or was black. May his soul rest in peace. Just think about that. Look how this guy grew up in the situation out there in front of him. And to stop him, he didn't need government handouts. He didn't need some white man to tell him, oh, you can't make it. White people are not telling blacks anyway, that anyway, except for liberal whites, because they want to keep you down. Complaining people are weak, lazy, evil people. I don't care what race you are. Here's where Booker T. Washington recount his arrival at Tuskegee with no land, no building, or money.
Well, I must have made a great impression on General Armstrong because after leaving Hampton, he recommended me for a position as principal of a new school for blacks in Macon County, the Tuskegee Normal and Industrial Institute for the Training of Black Teachers. Well, I arrived with great work ahead of me. There was no land, no buildings, and little to no money, except for salaries for staff members. I prepared to plan to make this school a reality. I worked to raise money, I recruited students, and the support from the community was vital. We succeeded in raising enough funds to purchase a 100-acre plantation on the outskirts of Tuskegee. The students built a kiln, made bricks for buildings to be built, and sold bricks to raise money. We successfully built classroom buildings, a dining hall, a girls' dormitory, and a chapel. By 1888, Tuskegee Normal Industrial Institute had more than 400 enrolled students. We offered training in skilled trades such as carpentry, cabinet making, printing, and agriculture. We made an effort in academics to relate the subject matter to the actual experiences of the students, and our students flourished with this approach. I invited my own brother, John, also a Hampton graduate, to come and direct the vocational training program at Tuskegee. I brought Dr. George Washington Carver onto the staff, who became the director of the agricultural program in 1896. My belief, if you want to lift yourself up, lift up someone else.
Amazing, huh? 1800s. There was no civil rights movement. Blacks didn't need that back then, nor did they want it. They were their own leaders. I grew up in the area with the cotton field, empty field, Tuskegee. What the? Hurstburg is right there. Russell County High School is right there. And right down the road, my high school is where I live. Amazing. Grandpa, tell me about the good old days. I'm telling you, it's a lie. A bald-faced lie that somebody is holding the blacks back. They want to be held back. that whatever holding you back mean. Look how this man in the 1800s did what he needed to do. And other blacks up there doing it too. Men and women. What a sad society, sick society we live in today. Where human beings are imprisoned in their own mind and they think that they're victims. And they think somebody else on the outside can stop them from having their own life. How can someone stop you from having your own life? If Booker T. Washington can do this in the 1800s without DEI programs, without affirmative action, without welfare, and all these other blacks were taught by him, and they got up and did their thing. Why can't you do it today? White people are giving up everything to you, and you're still complaining. You're still crying this false idea of racism, which is a lie and an excuse to be lazy and trifling. It's just an excuse. Booker T. Washington wrote about 40 books again in 1895.
I went on to write about 40 books, I believe, some of which Up From Slavery in 1901.
I highly recommend.
Character Building in 1902, and My Large Education in 1911. I was asked to speak on the opening day of the Atlanta Exposition in 1895. This exposition was to showcase the economic progress of the South since the Civil War. And this opened the door for me onto the national scene, politics that is. In 1901, I was formally invited by President Theodore Roosevelt himself to dine in the White House. Now think about that. Do you realize I was the first black person to do so? Talk about overcoming obstacles. Following, I was counsel to U.S. presidents for many years thereafter, and I took pride in that counsel. I became ill November 5th, 1915, and was admitted to St. Luke's Hospital in New York City. On November 12th, I asked to be taken to Tuskegee. This is where my heart had always been, and this is where I wanted to spend my last days.
Amazing, huh? May his soul.
I died 2 days later. November 14, 1915, at 59 years of age. I am Booker T. Washington, hardworking, practical, educator, pioneer, mentor, and successful man in the field of education. Thank you for listening to my story. Work hard, apply yourself, overcome obstacles, lift others up through mentorship, build a strong foundation for oneself, and succeed.
Amazing, huh? Amazing. White history moment. What a white history moment. And he didn't have no affirmative action. He didn't have no civil rights leader. This was in, think about this, in 1901, he was invited to the White House by the president, President Roosevelt. In 1901, see how you've been lied to about the past? You've been lied to. Oh, y'all, you can't make it because of slavery. They took everything away from you. They took away your money, your land, and everything. And you just can't make it. Vote for me and I'll set you free. I'm black. I'm liberal. I'm Democrat. Vote for me. I'll help you. Have your life gotten any better? Have you gotten better? people who complain about life. People who align and saying they need a program, they need affirmative action, DEI, give it to me because I'm black. You're evil. Give it to me because I'm female. You're evil and a liar. You can do whatever you want in life at any time. And slavery had nothing to do with your failure to live your own life. You're just a loser. And you love blaming slavery because you believe the lies of these people who are pushing it for selfish reasons. Happy White History moment. Happy White History month. So hopefully maybe one or two people, black or whatever color you are, will see this and know that you've been lied to about slavery. They have you thinking the only thing that was going on in slavery, they were hanging people. And isn't this an amazingly good story about black people? I'm accusing, you never show anything good about the black. This is what you call black excellence. This was in the 1800s. This man was born enslaved. His folks were born into it. And he went on and built the one of the greatest, quote-unquote, black universities in the country, Tuskegee Institute. Down in Sweet Home, Alabama. I thought you couldn't do anything down in Alabama if you're black because everybody had a noose around their neck. The white man noose around my neck. You've been lied to. And there are other stories, great stories out there about and from black people. You've been lied to and you accept the lies because you love lies. You don't want the truth. You only want lies. That's why you won't be still and let the truth take over. Oh, I can't sit still for a minute. It's just overwhelming. I had too many thoughts. Oh, the thoughts. I can't. You love lies. You love hating. You love jealousy. You love strife. You love vanity. You love hating others and yourself. Because when you hate others, you hate yourself first. That's why you hate others. It starts with you. That's why you get mad at others. You're mad at you. Right on, Booker T. Washington. I highly recommend that you read Up From Slavery. I highly recommend it. Even if you're a slow reader, you're black and you're a slow reader, or whatever it is, I highly recommend it for everyone. Up From Slavery by Booker T. Washington. If that doesn't encourage you to get up and dance, I don't know what will. I also highly recommend character building, too. Really. You've been lied to, black people. Slavery is not your problem at all. It may be your fault. It's not slavery. Right now, from what I'm hearing about the Smithsonian building over there in D.C., they got all type of lies up there about white people and racism and all this. Evil people want to keep you in the dark. because they benefit from it. They don't love you. And you don't love yourself because you won't even take control of your own emotions. You blame others. You won't even take control of your own life and just have a life without comparison. I've told you over and over and over and over again that it's evil, it's a sin to compare your life to any other person. That person become your God, or those people, because now you want to be like them and not be you. It's a spiritual battle, and it's all happening inside of you. It ain't going on outside of you at all, except inside of other people. So that's happening to them, inside of them. How easy it is to blame someone else and be a loser in life. And you should not be that way. Just ask Booker T. Washington and all those black people in the schools there that they were educating and teaching and whatever. You've been lied to. What a mess. Slavery is not your issue. Well, what about slavery? That's a dumb question within itself. Amazing, huh? What a perfect example of white history. They don't have black people like that anymore. There are no black people like one or two out there making it work and doing their thing and not blaming. There are a few, handful. But they don't make them like they used to make them in the good old days when black people were individuals. They did it for themselves. They didn't need the white man. And then the white man naturally worked with them, and they naturally worked with the black, with the whites. That's why we didn't need no civil rights movement. The race would have, and this is down in Alabama, where you think everything was so bad in Alabama. What about the KKK? What the? Blacks and whites came together on their own. You can't make someone love you, even if you try. Cause I can make you love me if you don't. You can make your heart feel something it won't in the dark. And these final hours, I will lay down my heart. You can't make somebody love you. What's wrong with you? A law is not going to make somebody love you except God's law. And they don't have to love you. You love them then, no matter what. You are of love. When you keep God's laws, you are of love. So you're loving your enemy. You don't need your enemy to love you back. What's up? You are love, of love. Your whole nature is of love. But you got to drop the anger first. Just FYI. You got to forgive. 888-775-3773. Super, super.
We got to go. We got to go.
I don't hear the music or anything. Is it playing?
Nope.
I'm sorry?
It's not. The music's not playing.
And my ear set is messed up, too.
We still got to go.
We may have to do a replay. Let me check. I'll be right back. See, I can't even hear myself. Back.
Check out my book, For Rage to Responsibility. I show you how I was able to overcome anger. The spirit of anger was taken away from me. I had it. And as a result of having anger, I was insecure. I had doubt, worry, fear,
I was in a fallen state and didn't know it. And it wasn't until I went and forgave my mother, who tried to turn me away from my father. I forgave my father for not being there and returned back to him. My spirit connected with his spirit, and through him, I was able to return to God. And I have perfect peace. Perfect love casts out anger. And when anger is gone, fear and doubt, worry, insecurity, suicidal thoughts, all of that is gone, and you are free. Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, or if you want an autographed copy, you can go to my website at rebuildingtheman.com or call 800-411-BOND. Just the two of us. Just the two of us. Welcome back. 888-77-53-773. Hold on, folks. I got us. Testing. Can you get Bill to come in? 88-testing. Okay. Announcement. I do super chats for you. Shout outs. Not super chat. Shout outs. Whatever the occasion is, I do personal shout outs for you. Birthdays, weddings, congratulations, encouragement, whatever the shout out is, go to Cameo. And this week only is a summer sale on for shout outs. You can get a discount today, a really big discount too. Go to Cameo, cameo.com/JesseLeePeterson, or shoutout.fans/JesseLeePeterson. All right. And we have a brand new episode of The Fallen State coming up this Friday, if the Lord is willing. And the creek don't rise. I had a really, really amazing conversation with Bishop Garland Hunt. And what was so amazing, what made it, one of the things, you know, several things that made it really amazing, is that he understood the past too. He was like, you're right. He understood and can see that this thing about black people can't make it is a lie. Bishop Garland Hunt, he's an author and a senior pastor of the Father's House in Atlanta, Georgia.
Next time on The Fallen State.
Black Lives Matter was just terrorizing the nation. So we went there and we said, we're going to topple that racist spirit and we're going to pray and seek God for repentance. I hate to say it like this, but I was racist myself. I was so black that God had to break me down of my black idolatry. For no matter what we call it, the focus of it is a spiritual battle.
Yeah. Does a chicken have lips?
What kind of questions are these? Just...
Bishop Garland Hunt. You don't want to miss this. There are black people from the old school, the good old days, when black people did not have leaders, when black people were not blaming white people, when black people were individuals. When black people... I can't get my headsets. What the? Is Billy on the way? Let me call Billy. Nobody's calling. I'll be right back, folks. And then I'll take your calls and super chats. Okay. Okay. Testing, 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 testing. Turn the music off now. Testing, testing, testing. Okay. Let's see if this will work for now. Bill is on the way. Let me go to Cora out of Michigan. Cora. Happy, why here's my, you're on the air.
Thank you, you too, Jesse.
Oh, amazing.
I had a few questions this morning.
Okay.
I realized we've been touching a lot on Sunday service and on the show just about basically putting God's law first. yes. which is to love him above all things first, and everything else can be perfect if you do that first. And I kind of had a conversation last night with my husband, and it really touched my heart that I'm not quite sure if I'm doing that. I just wanted to ask how you know if you're putting something before God. And I ask that because I'm really into health. I think I've called about that before. I kind of always been, but specifically, like, I do a lot of, like, physical therapies and good things for my body, and, like, I eat really good and take vitamins and whatnot. But my husband, on the other hand, he's kind of just, like, not like that, and he says he has full faith in God that he can heal anything. And I got a little bit emotional last night because I really just felt like I might not be putting trust in God in that sense. But I also don't know if that's true or if that was just a thought. But I don't want to, like, stop all my vitamins and stuff. But I also want to be able to, like, you know what I mean? I don't want to just, like, cut out all of that. But, like, I just want to be able to see if that's something I might be putting before the Lord. And I guess I'm just curious how you know if you're doing that.
When you say you're really into health, what does really into health mean?
Well, I'd say I'm just probably more than the average bird. Like, I do a lot of things people aren't aware of, just like certain therapies that are good for my body. I do a lot of chiropractic care because I'm pretty hypermobile from sports when I was younger. And I take a lot of vitamins, not a lot, just like the ones I need. I do some detoxes when there's like smoke from other places and stuff, or, you know, stuff like that. So it's nothing crazy, but
why it sounds crazy. Know. Why are you so into it like that?
I don't know. I honestly enjoy it. Like, it's not something I feel like God couldn't heal, but I also feel like from my husband's perspective, he's so like, I gave everything to God, and I'm like, oh, like, that's really cool. I would love to be like that too. And it just got me thinking last night, like, maybe I'm not where he's at, which is okay. But I want to know how, if I am putting that before the Lord, if that makes sense.
Why would you compare yourself to anyone else?
I don't know. I don't know if it was a compare or more just
you
like
did.
A realization.
He told you he put his faith in God. And mm-hmm. and then it started making you doubt if you were doing the same thing. And now you're looking at all your...
Go ahead.
And now you're doubting yourself.
Okay, that's definitely a consideration I had as well. Okay, yeah, and I know you just said this morning I was listening to really, really watch when you compare yourself to others, because that's pretty dangerous to do to yourself. So
don't you
maybe
see,
I did do that.
Do you see that that's what happened? You heard this thing from your husband. Hold on, Corey. I got her.
Okay.
Testing. You hear this thing from your husband about his life and his relationship with God, and then the thoughts told you, well, yours is not like that. You're putting your faith in vitamins and health. You don't see those are thoughts?
I considered it. I considered it for sure. I did.
You didn't know for sure that they were thoughts?
I'll tell you why I didn't, because the conversation, I got emotional quickly about it.
Because you went into the thought. It's the thoughts that made you emotional.
Correct. You're right.
But you were saying, what now? The reason you didn't see the thoughts was because of what?
I just got emotional kind of quickly. My dog also just ran away, and it was like, I was just kind of like stressed, and we got him and everything, but I was just like maybe a little bit stressed in the moment, and I just got emotional. And that's why you say to be aware 24/7, because when I'm slow and like really conscious, I would not have probably had that type of thought, because I honestly don't think I put health before God. I think it's a beautiful tool. To help if you need it.
But if you didn't think that, why are you tripping?
Because like I said, I think you're right. I did get into my head that I was comparing my face to his face and that I'm like putting this before God or something. Like, I don't know. It was a thought. You're right.
But yeah. You seem not to see clearly that your husband said this about his life. And mm-hmm. right away, you went into thoughts about comparing your life to his life. You became emotional. Why don't you see clearly that though you went into thoughts about that?
Because I think a little bit of part of me is a little bit crazy about it, Jesse. I do think I can be a little bit over the top with health. So, yeah, maybe I do think that a little bit. Yeah.
Do you?
Yeah, I do. I am a little bit over the top sometimes.
Do you see that you're a little bit over the top about health?
Absolutely,
so
yeah.
So why don't you bring it down a notch or two?
That maybe I don't know how. Do you have any advice?
You're into thoughts about that, too. You're tripping on your health thing. And it sounds like you're overdoing that, too, as well. Why
so
you got to be into all that about health?
I don't. Like, you're so right. Like, I've had
no,
this
realization, a question.
Too. Maybe because I don't know. I really don't. I always just enjoyed it, but I think, like, sometimes I just take it too far for no reason, I guess.
There is a reason that you, I mean, are you white?
Yeah.
Well, no wonder.
Yeah. I just enjoy it. Like, I like taking
thing.
Care of my body.
What?
I just like taking care of my body. I do think I can take it a little far.
You are taking it a little far. I mean, way
yeah.
far.
Maybe, yeah.
Are you skinny?
No.
You fat?
That's the thing. I'd like to lose some weight. I'd like to lose some weight.
Are you fat?
I'm overweight. I'm fat, yeah. I'm fat.
And so all this into your weight thing is not working?
That's what made me laugh last night is I told my husband, I'm all into this health, but I'm still fat.
skinny, but you look in the mirror and you see fat?
No, that's fatty dysmorphia, but no, I don't have that.
Oh, okay.
No.
And so
but, no,
being
I could,
really
I could
into all this weight stuff and you're still mm-hmm. fat. Why don't you calm it yeah. down a little bit?
No, I think I could. I don't know how. I don't know how to take it back a notch. That's what I'm kind of asking. Like, how do I chill about it?
One step at a time. See, are your
so
thoughts about number one? And then, I mean, just stay out of your head about it. Don't be all into it. Do all things in moderation and you can't go wrong.
You're right. Yeah, I like that. I like that mojo too. Like I do that in life as well, just not with this. That's how I know it's too much because I can see that. So I see that clearly.
Were you traumatized as a child about your weight? Were you a fat child?
You know what? Actually, I did have some weight issues as a kid, but that's not actually why I'm into health. I like to just like take care of myself like in other ways that aren't my weight. Like I like to take vitamins and. I like to do a lot of therapies for my body and like
a lot of therapy like what?
Like you probably won't know what they are, but like cranial sacral therapy and like there's a bunch of therapies that like are just good for your. Because I got in a car accident and I was a gymnast when I was younger, so I'm very hypermobile. It's a long story, but I could take it back a notch, is what I'm saying.
Dave, you
and
know
I think
what you're talking about.
Too.
I hadn't heard of the cranial sacral. Whatever she said.
What is
I don't know
that?
What that is. It has something to do with your head.
It's basically, it's a therapy that there's like two spots on your spine that can be like, it's like a valve basically to explain it. And if there's like a kink in it, it stops like your spine from being, I don't know. It's hard to explain to be quite honest. But
so the doctor is taking your money, huh?
In a nutshell, I guess. But I want to get to, like, how to help. Like, I know I have the problem. I get it.
I'm not a doctor, so I can't tell you about the spine thing.
Like, I don't want to stop my vitamins.
They said that you're addicted to lies. And you love the lies that you're too fat and you need this and you need that. You love that. You love the fear of being fat and overweight or whatever.
I actually never think about that I'm fat, to be honest with you.
Yeah, how you, why are you doing all this stuff then?
Because I said it's not for my weight. It's for my, like, I actually need it for, like, certain things. Probably because I'm overweight, though. It is probably stems from being overweight. Because overweight's not good for you. So I might need more things because I'm not in a healthy state. So I don't want to stop anything I'm taking, but I want to get healthier to where I don't need as much, if that makes sense.
Yes, James. Because all this writing, I can't read all this stuff.
I remember from a prior call, she did say she's on a weight loss journey.
Are you on a weight loss? What's that? Are you on a weight loss journey?
Cut out.
Cora?
What?
I hate saying you said you were on a weight loss journey at one call. You said that.
Yeah, I'm trying to lose weight.
Are you on a weight loss journey?
I wouldn't say that. I think that's a little too much.
Oh, you never said that?
I don't know. I might have, maybe. I've called a lot.
So let me ask, because of time, what did your husband say about the way you're tripping over your weight and all that? What's your husband say about it?
I'm not tripping over my weight. Like, it's fine. I'm just losing weight. But it's more like the health thing. Like, I just do a lot of... I care too much about, like, the quality of food we get and stuff. Like, I want to make sure it doesn't have seed oils and things that hurt our body. I just want to take care of God's temple. Like, it's not that serious, but it is that serious. I'm basically just being conscious about what we put in our body.
So what does your husband say about your over-health situation?
He says, I mean, he's not going to tell me to stop because that's not his place, but he does say, like, listen, I put my full faith in God, and I think all things are possible through Christ. Is what he says.
And so what does he say about your overhealth mindset?
I mean, I don't know. I think he does think I do too much.
Why don't you ask him what does he think about it, and does he suggest you cut it out? Would you listen to him if he said yes?
Oh, he has told me to stop actually taking, like, things to see how I feel, actually. Yeah, he has said that.
Repeat that.
He has told me to stop taking some vitamins just to see how I feel. If, like, I feel different or if I feel like I even need them. He has said that.
And did you do what he said?
I've cut back. Yep. I have cut back.
Well, I'm not a doctor, but it sounds like you traumatized, like, a lot of white women about the weight thing. And it looked like you were taking it too far.
I don't know. Well, what do you advise? I guess I'm calling to ask my pastor what he advises.
Hold on a minute. Hold on. Can you hold?
Okay. Yes.
888-77-JESSE. This hour's up. Billy should be here in a minute. And more of your calls and super chat right after the break. Hate news is coming, not the fake news. Back in a moment. Check out Punchy's Coffee. I have my own coffee now. Punchy Coffee is good. Every bag is roasted to order. Freshest flavor. Top quality. Specialty grade beans. Good. Every dime goes back to Bar, my nonprofit. And we are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. So when you're drinking coffee and enjoying it, just know you're helping somebody. Amazing coffee. Punchy has his own coffee now. What the? And it's so good. All the way from the plantation to my own coffee. Who would have thought? Did that coffee come from the plantation? Did I pick my own coffee? Check it out. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com, RebuildingTheMan.com/stores, and get Punchy's coffee.
There's a whole lot of mess going on in this here world. Am I right or am I right? This is the end of hour one of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Wednesday. That was a great hour of Black excellence on White History Month. Shout out Booker T. Washington. And hang tight, Cora, and the rest of the callers. Jesse Lee will be right back to your calls. If it be the Lord's will and the creek doesn't rise, all right? And there is one line open. You can call in. Yes, you. 888-775-3773. Monday through Friday, 6 to 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 9 to noon Eastern, 8 to 11 a.m. Central Time. Figure it out if you're in Mountain Time, because there's Mountain Standard Time, there's Mountain Daylight Time, because Arizona doesn't observe Daylight Saving Time. I wonder if they're going to change with the rest of the country when we go permanent Daylight Saving Time. I don't know. Probably not. But I don't know if we're going to do that anyway. Anyway, we'll get to your super chats as well. We do see them. We appreciate them. It is hate news, not fake news. A letter, you know, written by a passenger aboard that Titanic ship from 100-some years ago, offers, quote-unquote, absolutely fascinating details about life on the doomed ocean liner. This is according to CNN. The rare correspondence in which the writer remarks, everything is quite different to what you would expect to see at sea, unquote, is expected to fetch around £35,000. That's $47,000 at auction. And you'll notice they said different too. That's English. A lot of people nowadays say different than, which is false. It's wrong. There's different to if you're English, different from if you're American English. Not different than, but you can say different than because who am I to say what you can say? $37 billion in counting. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth was grilled on Capitol Hill or something like that. He said the war with Iran, if you want to call it a war, has cost $37.5 billion so far, but experts who are not necessarily to be trusted, experts, we know experts are not always to be trusted any more than anybody else, really. Maybe sometimes more than other people, but anyway, they told Commie Nonsense Network the price tag is likely much higher. Meanwhile, the U.S. military said they conducted the 11th consecutive night of strikes against Iran on Tuesday. That was yesterday. Our greatest president, Donald J. Trump, said the U.S. will likely soon hit the area of Pickaxe Mountain. Pickaxe. Sounds like an English name, Pickaxe. It's a tool. A suspected underground Iranian nuclear facility. Tehran said an attack on that site would expand the war in the region. And did you hear, meanwhile, in America, West Virginia flooding. Thunderstorms unleashed catastrophic flooding across central West Virginia on Tuesday, yesterday. It's more than 5 inches of rain fell in about 6 hours. The National Weather Service issued a flash flood emergency, highest level of flood warning, and tagged it as particularly dangerous situation. That's what they called it. The storms also spawned tornadoes, and damaging winds from Kentucky to New Jersey. Wow. As they swept through the Ohio Valley, whatever that is. Sorry, guys, I don't know my geography. And the Mid-Atlantic regions. If you're in that area, maybe you know. And New Jersey voter rolls. About 6,600 non-citizens were accidentally, says CNN. They don't put quotes around it. Added to New Jersey's voter rolls about 400 cast improper ballots in recent elections. So said Governor Mikie Sherrill, Sherrill. Pardon me butchering the name. Announced on Tuesday, Mikie Sherrill said this stemmed from a serious software glitch at the State Motor Vehicle Commission that began 2023 before she took office. She, this governess gal, added that, I gotta wrap up, but we'll tell you about it later. Now back to Jesse.
Mm-hmm.
have to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning and hi, y'all. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773, 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my biblical question, a brand new biblical question, finally is happening to me on Wednesday morning right here in front of your face. Brand new biblical question. Are you afraid to abandon your fear of evil? Are you afraid to abandon your fear of evil? Is you afraid? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about, just running around, but you're like, I really want to hear the show as it is happening, you can podcast and listen on your phone while you're running, whatever you're doing, attacking ICE, whatever. You can be listening to the show as it's happening. Podcast and listen on your phone at 605-615-4131. That's 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, and we're going to get to your super chats, buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It is Wednesday, the second hour of Wednesday already. And we are working on bringing back the order of God and Christ, Christ and man, man over woman. That's the only thing going to work, even if you're not married. What the? It ain't working when women are over men. Look what, how weak men are getting. They got something now called, I forgot what they call it, when men are having surgery and all kind of stuff done to themselves like women. I forgot what they call it, but that's because the woman is over the man. No, it's not called gender bending. I forgot what it's called. I just saw it on Jesse Waters last night. Or it's called Maximin or something. Maximin, make yourself look like a woman, really. Or trying to make your body look perfect. Look Maximin. Thank you, Derek. Look Maximin. Men are doing something called look Maximin. This is because the woman is over the man. And he's taking her identity even more so. He's already had mama identity. And God said, you must be born all men and women. All males and females born of the woman must be born of this father. Otherwise, you take on the woman whole, completely identity. And that's what this Maximin thing is all about. That mama spirit. You got to overcome the spirit of the woman, which is not her spirit, but the spirit of evil that made a home in her. and you got to return to the spirit of the Father. Then you want to be trying to do some lip matching like a female. What the? But anyway, it is second hour, manhood hour. What is a man? What is a man?
It's an adult human male.
Manhood. Hillary or President Trump?
I voted for Hillary Clinton.
Beta. Beta male. A man is a male return to man. Alpha male. Live right, be right, and lead the way.
Hey, what's going on?
Tell them your mother is a federal prosecutor. I need you. Are you arresting my son?
I know you're upset. Normally it's a misdemeanor charge. We're going to be down to a violation. Right?
Hey, you guys got off easy.
That's for sure. I'm a former prosecutor. He's a Harvard grad. What the? It is a spiritual warfare. My producer, Derek, is telling me Luke Matson is amazing. What the? How the? Are you going to do Luke Matson, Derek? He's young. What the? I want to go back to Cora, who is dealing with, Cora, you're not dealing with weight problem. You're dealing with, what's your issue?
Yeah, I wouldn't say the weight is like the front end of things. It's really just being kind of over the top about making sure we consume everything good and good vitamins and all that, you know.
Is your husband in good physical shape? Condition?
Yes, he's like really healthy, and he doesn't do anything but just work and have faith in God.
And he doesn't work, exercise, or anything?
Well, his job is very physically demanding, so that's basically his workout, yeah.
Oh, okay. What I suggest, do what you want, all right, is on you.
Okay.
That you watch those thoughts about your being over-healthy issue. And stop going with what the thoughts are suggesting for you, because they're never going to tell you the truth. They're never going to make the right suggestion for you. There's no truth in thoughts at all.
Okay. So don't cut out all my vitamins just cold turkey, but just, like, be more aware of what I'm taking and if I really, really need it and things like that.
Be aware and let the awareness guide you in all that you do.
Okay. Okay.
Don't compare yourself to anyone.
Okay. Okay. And, like, even if I was traumatized being, like, fat as a kid, is there something I should do about that now? Like, forgive again for that or something, or just let that go?
Well, you don't have to go to the person, but you can forgive by realizing they couldn't help themselves and forgive them.
Okay.
So if there is a trauma from that, you'll be able to overcome that as well.
Yeah, so just, like, realize, like, whoever was on me about that as a kid just couldn't see in the moment.
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely.
I can see that right now, like, for sure. Like, my heart doesn't hold any grudges against that or anything.
Right.
So am I good?
And so stop listening to thoughts, though.
Okay. Yeah, I know. You're right. Yeah, that will probably help me to not do things overboard.
Because I promise you one thing, I don't know your situation because I don't know you, I've not seen you, but the primary issue for every human being on Earth, right, is that they think that they're their thoughts. They believe thoughts are real, and they love the thoughts and the feelings. They love feeling something. You got to feel something. They think feelings is life, and it's not.
I also could be identifying a little bit too much with, like, the body or caring too much about it when I really should be caring more about the spirit, if anything.
Absolutely.
Go ahead.
And work on your body in moderation. You'll be fine. Get the spirit right. The rest will follow.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Okay. Nothing too heavy. I did have one more quick question. I did just recently get a job. And I notice at work, a lot of people are really impatient with me, and I can tell they don't like me because I'm not catching on as quick as they'd like me to.
Right.
And I'm, like, handling it really well. I'm just kind of, like, not giving it time or day. But is that obviously evil that they're just, like, I want this girl out of my way. Like, they're just not.
How do you know they're doing that?
Because they, like, snap at me and, like, kind of, they have, like, this face and attitude of just, like, get out of my way. I don't want you here.
Do they tell you that?
No.
Why are you paying attention to them?
I just wanted to make sure I'm handling it in the right way, that's all. Because I'm not really paying attention, that's the thing. I am doing really good just ignoring it. But I don't want to accidentally, like, say anything or, you know, it's not really my problem. I understand that they can't see that they're just irritated.
Are you doing your best on your job?
Oh, absolutely, 100%, yeah.
So then why are you paying attention to what others are thinking about it?
Well, that I'm not, and I just want to clarify, you were, like, 10 toes with that, because you were talking about it in service, that people are evil at work. So I was like, oh, that's ironic, because I was just experiencing that, so.
Stop paying attention to people. Keep your eyes on you and live your life.
All right. Okay, well, I guess that's good. I'm going to stay with it, and I've been doing the silent prayer and watching service. And
every morning, every night?
Yes.
And are you practicing being aware where you are and what you're doing at all times?
Yes. I actually been getting a lot better with that, by
right
the way.
On. Okay, well, stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it.
I also wanted to say, if there's, like, any grudges I hold against people, I actually, like, have already forgiven, so I don't need to keep, like, being like, oh, I need to realize they couldn't help themselves, because I already know they couldn't help themselves. Like, I don't feel any grudges against that.
So why are you trying to convince yourself of that, then? If you know you have no grudges, why are you trying to convince yourself that you don't have grudges?
Well, because you said I should realize they couldn't help themselves, but I just want to say that I already know they couldn't help themselves.
Okay. Amazing. Well, you stay all with it, Cora.
I will.
Do not give up. Just stay with it. It's working. But you got to relax and be aware of the thoughts and stop reacting to thoughts. Don't give them any cooperations at all. Just see them.
I'm feeling empowered this morning by that. I appreciate that, Jesse.
All right. Stay with it, all right?
All right. I will.
Okay.
All right.
Bye-bye. Bye. 888-77-JESSE. Let me go to Massachusetts and talk to Ryan. Ryan, you are on the air.
Oh, Jesse, I'm referring to your comments about
Happy White History, Ryan.
Thank you. I'm referring to your comments of MTG turning on Trump, calling it nosiness about the Epstein files.
What's that now?
Margaret Taylor Greene's comments you're making about calling it nosiness about her interest in the Epstein files and the release of the letter.
Oh, we talked about that a while back.
Yeah, why you actually went as far as saying it was false.
So what now?
You went on to say that the allegations are false.
I didn't say they were false. I don't know if they're true or not. Do you know if they're true or not?
So, I mean, I would think the honest position wouldn't be either it's proven true or false.
Do you know if they're true or not?
It's not known if it's true or false.
No, I'm asking you, do you know if it's true?
There's no speculative.
And so what's your opinion about it then? What's your thoughts? What are your thoughts about it?
Because you're criticizing someone for looking into very serious allegations, calling it nosiness and
disloyal. You call Epstein file serious allegation?
Yes.
Why are they serious to you?
Because they involve a minor being introduced to Trump and being sexually assaulted.
Was it your minor? Did it happen to your minor?
No.
And so why does that concern you at all? And you don't even know if it's true or not, but why does it concern you? Why does that concern you? And it wasn't you, and then you don't know if it's true or not.
Oh,
even
even
if it is true, why does it concern you, Ryan?
Oh, because, I mean, children getting molested in America, yeah, that does concern me.
Are they your children?
No.
Why are you concerned about other people?
Don't you care about America? Don't you care about children in America getting molested? I guess
not. Ryan. Amazing. That is so dumb. You're concerned about somebody else's children. They don't even care about their own children. It's all for a thrill. You don't care about those children. And so let you don't like Trump. What the? FD file had nothing to do with you at all. He was there. You don't know if it's true. Human beings are so wicked, they make up all kinds of stuff. Why not? Why do you have to take a side? Don't take a side. You don't know what the truth is. And it happened to someone else. It didn't happen. You were at the Epstein party. Most people wish they, I don't know if Ryan does, but most people wish they were at those parties. What the? Party over here. Super, super.
Super chat.
Super chats.
Lori bought a coffee on buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Jesse, you are so right when you said, to see you're lost, but don't think about the rescue yesterday.
Right
in
on.
Opening monologue.
Yeah.
The more I think, the thicker the fog gets. If I simply sit and watch the light take away the fog of thoughts, the clearer it becomes that the rescue has happened and there is truly no one to rescue. All is well. Thank you, Jesse.
Right on. Somebody got it. I promise you, not because I do it. I'm not in charge of that. Only God is. If you just know you're lost, I am lost. I am lonely. I am this and that. If you just know it, and don't try to rescue it or look for the rescuer will come. It will come. It will save you from it. You got to just sit there on the rock and wait for all the fog to clear up. And don't try to clear the fog up yourself. Wait for the rescuer. Are you waiting for the rescuer?
Yes.
You had to do open eyes?
Because you always stun me with these confrontational spiritual questions. I'm waiting for Bill. Bill is my rescuer today.
Amazing. Thank you. Stay with us. Stay with us. Stay with us. You're not supposed to be looking for the rescue of your situation. You're supposed to just see that you are lost. And you'll be found. They're sending help for you. The help will come. And this I promise you. The help will come. But you can't think, where's the help coming? Oh, what is that? Is it God? I got to find a way out of this. You will stay lost. You're not going to find your way out. Amazing. Thank you.
Salty old man, I'll call him, gifted the cookie over on pilled.net. It's not his actual username. I'm just censoring it a little. Good morning. July 22nd just feels quite amazing.
Amazing. Happy White History Month. July just feels white. Thank you.
Bree K, 5 coffees, no message.
Thank you, Bree K.
Jell Bell asks.
Ask!
Is getting excess skin removal surgery after losing a lot of weight, is that wrong?
I don't know. You have to see your doctor about that.
Well, he or she is asking about if it's like morally or spiritually wrong to get.
Oh.
You know, when you lose a lot of weight, if you've been really fat, right. Your skin is all, like, loose and looks kind of gross.
Oh.
Is getting that stuff removed, is that wrong?
Meaning spiritually?
Yeah.
I don't know if it's neither wrong nor right. If you need it, something you want to do, consult your doctor. But I wouldn't worry about it spiritually. All right?
Thank you, Jell Bell 71.
Thank you.
Nemi Vita. Welcome, Jesse Lee Peterson member on the YouTube channel.
Thank you. Amazing.
T. Smith for coffee. Hearts.
Thank you, T. Smith.
Kevin S. Tithe.
Thank you, Kevin S. I appreciate your support.
And Taylor S. says donation.
Thank you. Amazing.
Those were on Cash App. That's Bond JLP on Cash App.
Thank you all for helping us to help others.
Games for Rec gifted the cookie with no message.
Thank you, Games for Rec.
0906 Durr says on Rumble, a Rumble rant, happy White History Month. Jesse, I believe you were on the spectrum. That's the autism spectrum. How else do you explain how you know hundreds of songs? What the? I thought you said you're black and slow. You are truly amazing. Star eyes, sunglasses, angel halo, fire, mid-tone skin, black, thanks hands, American flag.
They just stuck in my head. What the? I don't know a lot of this old rap crap and all that.
Hey, hey, hey.
What?
Ease up, sir.
But I remember music when music was music, whether country, western, or soul, or that white people music. Amazing. Thank you.
Tay gave a couple of YouTube super chats saying, you got to stop thinking, chat. Crying emojis. Stop thinking. Crying emojis.
Stop in the name of love.
You're supposed to have your hand out like, no, vertical hand, vertical, not like a salute. What are you doing?
Ain't that how that woman does the black women in the basketball?
Oh, yeah, no, she points.
She points. Am I doing, oh, like that?
Yeah. I heard they can't monetize. I heard companies can't use that player conduct to monetize, you know, to like sell stuff.
Oh, they can't?
They cannot.
Because she's white, that's why. If a black had done that to the white, it wouldn't be a problem. Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, Tay.
Yeah.
I want to ask.
Ask.
Are you doing the silent prayer?
Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, Tay. Yeah. Eric, Five Coffees. I'm on a thought loss journey. Instead of a weight loss journey,
oh,
a thought loss journey.
Right on. That's amazing. Thank you. Stay with it. Stay with it and stay with it.
Michelle on Buy Me a Coffee. If a husband wasn't given to me from God due to me choosing to marry him while I was in thoughts, does it mean it will never be from God, or can God heal my marriage if I stay conscious? I called on Monday about the illegal husband marriage, says Michelle.
Oh, Michelle married to a guy that she wants to get up and get a job and do those things, but he's lazy, something like that.
I think he works. He just doesn't want to get his papers fixed.
Oh.
He doesn't want to go to get a lawyer and stuff like that. As I recall, he's actually paying the bills and stuff, right?
Yeah,
you were there. You pay pretty good attention.
I think he was paying her. He paid the house bill. He got her apartment. He paid all the bills and things. It's just that he needs to get the paperwork. He's illegal, and he's not making a lot of effort to get the paperwork done, according to her.
Yeah.
I think... what's her name?
Husband lacks initiative. I remember. Michelle.
Michelle, don't be thinking about all that about God. You just work on you and have a way to see. All right? Because thinking about God is keeping you away from God. You never will know God as long as you think about God, as long as you have ideas about God. So don't be worried about what God is going to do. You work on you. And don't judge your husband. I wish you well. Amazing. Thank you.
Shout out, Michelle.
Yeah.
Unknown bought a coffee. Buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Humanity is inherently free from personal sin. Instead, people are merely driven from by external forces. The divine realm exists entirely within you. God cannot be found in the external world. He says unknown.
I don't quite understand what you're saying.
He goes on. This person goes on and on, and
he be piffing.
Yeah, I
don't quite understand what you're saying. You can call me and make it clear, but keep it piffing.
So anyway, this person says communicating with God requires no spoken words. God does not demand verbal prayer. I have to stop there.
Piffy, keep it piffy. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you kindly. A. Bryant says, Mama, say you got a little business now. laughing, face sideways, scrunched face with tears coming out.
Mama said there'll be days like this. There'll be days like this. There'll be days like this. My mama said. You remember that song?
Of course.
You remember that song, Anchor Baby? Mama said there'll be days like this.
She did say, though. I don't remember the song, though.
The Shirelles.
Oh, that's what it is?
Yep.
Amazing. Thank you.
Very nice.
Yeah.
And let's see here. Thank you, guys. I do believe, I could be mistaken, but I think that's all for now.
Amazing. Thank you. Derek is telling me that about 63% of young men ages 18 to 24 are currently single. That's according to, that's from medium.com. 60% of men ages 18 to 24 are currently single. Let me go to Arthur out of Colorado. Arthur, you are on the air. Oh, Arthur is right there. What the? Let me go to Tim out of Texas. Tim.
Yes.
You are on the air.
Hello. How are you, Jesse?
All is well. Happy White History Month.
Happy White History Month to you.
Thank you.
Very good. Very good. I wanted to take a stab at the biblical question.
Are you afraid to abandon your fear of evil?
I ain't no ways tired.
I feel like going on. Are you afraid to abandon your fear of evil?
You know what? Yeah, sometimes.
And why?
Because it like gives me something to do.
Oh, evil gives you something to do?
Yeah, that's like, how I feel.
Like what?
I mean anything, really, like just my vices.
Oh, okay. Amazing. That's interesting. Well, I want to respond, Tim, but I can't. I got to wait until Sunday. Thank you for that.
Thank you. I appreciate you, man. It's really nice to hear from you.
All right. You too, buddy. Stay with us. Stay with us. All right?
All right.
Okay. Lucas is out of California. Lucas, you are on the air.
Hello, Jesse. How are you doing?
All is well, Lucas. Happy White History Month.
Yes, yes. It's amazing. It's a great month. I've been telling everybody, and my family too. My brother is laughing about it, but then I told him, like, well, what about Black History Month? And then he's trying to get in an argument with me about, like, well, it's not known. It's not a, but I'm like, Black History Month is not even known either. But anyways.
he knows, you know about it, and you told him, yeah, now he knows exactly about it. So it is known.
Yeah, yeah. My brother literally said, he's like, oh, so Jesse Pearson, that's just somebody that made it, you know, like a month. And I'm like, that's exactly what everyone did with right. Yeah.
Somebody made it a month of history, yeah. Some kind of history. No, that's not. Yeah. That's how they come about.
Yeah.
Hold on for a minute, Lucas. Can you hold?
Oh, yeah. No, for sure.
Okay, let me take a quick break. Back in a moment.
I just wanted to call you and give an update on my life.
Okay.
I recently got a job as a maintenance manager. 3 weeks in, I'm now the GM of that park. I'm doing, you know, the silent prayers, always keeping present. There's no way that I would have been ready for this position even 6 months ago if it wasn't for counseling with you one-on-one in my relationship with the Father. You have changed my life dramatically, brother, and I love you for it. And my wife loves you. We love all your crew. You guys are doing amazing work, and I just wanted to give you that update.
Well, right on. Congratulations. And again, you just take it one moment at a time, one day at a time, and let things unfold, and they will. And do not take anything personal from anyone. Don't get angry, resentful, or anything like that, and you'll be fine no matter what. Happy White History Month and happy 250 years of America. Yeah, that's fixed right now, Bill. Bill is here and everything's working again. Amazing. I turned it down and it's fine. And happy 250 year America. And as a result of celebrating 250 years of America, my face is on silver coin. Isn't that amazing? As a gift to you. And you cannot go wrong with investing in silver coin. Look how beautiful that is. It's silver coin. I can hear Mama and Dad up in heaven right now. They're like, punching. Your face is on money? What the? All the way from the cotton field of Sweet Home, Alabama. This ad will tell you how to get it. Hi, I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. 2026 marks 250 years of America. And they have put my face on this beautiful silver coin to commemorate this occasion. That's amazing. Call 800-411-2663. That's 800-411-BOND. Grab yours now before they are gone. Amazing, huh? And by going to jesseleepeterson.shop or call 800-411-BOND. And they are going. We only had 250 of them. And they're going. People buying them, like 90 going north. And so they're investing in silver. They are helping Bond because every dime we get goes back into the organization. Go to jesseleepeterson.shop. All right? 250 years. So we only had 250 of them. Amazing. And while you're enjoying your beautiful silver coin, you can enjoy your coffee, Punchy's Coffee. And I can hear Dad and Mama now up in heaven. Wow, Punchy, you got coffee? What the? And it's delicious. And then they're like, Punchy, you have books. Amazing books. Punchy, you somewhere. And then they say, you started White History Month? God bless you. We taught you not to hate anyone. Even growing up in Alabama, on a plantation, under the Jim Crow law, Punchy, we told you, treat everybody the way you would like to be treated. We never knew that you would start White History Month. And now you can get your White History merch. Get your merch. Let me see that amazing white history hat, Nick, that I had on yesterday. The blue one. Oh, I thought it was in the studio. That's fine. You can get white history merch. Hats and t-shirts and amazing stuff. Hats. Oh. And t-shirts. And amazing stuff. Look at that hat. You can't get any better than that. Happy July just feels white. And they come in red and blue and white and beautiful. And then, you think that's something, check out the rest of the merch. Hats and t-shirts and mugs and all kind of stuff. Go to jessamepeterson.shop. And thank you all. Every dime goes back into doing the work here. You're helping us to help others. Isn't that amazing? Donald Trump, eat your heart out. We'll make America great again. We got happy white history month shirts. Let me go back to Lucas. And thank you all for your support. Lucas, out of California.
Hello, Jesse.
Go ahead, Lucas.
So I'll get to the point. So I find it ironic, and tell me if I'm wrong about this, but a lot of people say that, well, you know, you've been talking about it, that Jesus Christ is God, right? But I find irony in it, because isn't that why they crucified Jesus Christ? Because people were saying that, oh, he's saying he's God, but Jesus Christ never said he's God.
Right.
Isn't that why they crucified him?
Well, they crucified him because he was telling the truth. He was of the truth, and he was turning the people back to the Father God inside of them. And when he was doing that, the government and the Pharisees and the scribes and all those people, the Jewish rabbis in that time, they were losing control of the people. And they didn't want anyone to turn them away, the people away from them and toward God. And so they killed him because he was of God telling the truth.
But weren't they also accusing him, though, that he says he is God? And But Jesus never said he, and he's like, no, I didn't. Like,
right.
But he just let them... And then that's why he's like, Father, why have you forsaken me, I believe.
He said, my Father sent me.
Yeah.
And he said, it's not me. My Father and I are one. And they're like, oh, you calling yourself God. But you're right. Yeah. He never said that.
Yeah, and it seems like that's what's going on right now in this world and life. But I just wanted to clarify. I just wanted to know because I've been... Doesn't it get exhausting telling people that, Jesse? Like I've been seeing it in your videos every time, like, and people calling, like, telling people that Jesus is not God. Like, Jesus never said it, and people are just like, they're just so hard struck, and they get mad and offended. Like, that's why I have a joke about it, but, like, when both people believe in God and they're arguing, it's like, it makes no sense, but Jesus never said he's God, but people are like, they get mad. They're like, you don't believe in God. It's like, no, I believe in God. I know who Jesus is. But I'm just saying Jesus and God are two different things. Doesn't it get exhausting?
No, because not at all. Because I'm okay with people not believing. Let them believe what they want. Let people have the life that they want. And most people love lies. So you can't make anyone believe the truth. So when they say, no, it's not true, he's God. Oh, okay, I wish you well with that. But don't try to prove it. Don't argue with them about it or anything. People have the life that they want. And so leave them in the darkness and just wish them well.
Yeah. No, definitely. And could I answer the biblical question?
Are you afraid to abandon your fear of evil?
It's such a great question because it's almost an oxymoron, but it's not. But afraid to abandon my fear,
I would say that I'm not afraid to abandon it, but I do feel it. And I just go through it, like, I guess, like the shadow valley of death, as they say, or whatever. But I'm not afraid to abandon it, but I do feel it, and I just go through it. But I'm not afraid to abandon my fear.
Amazing. And how do you know you're not afraid to abandon your fear of evil?
Because I go through it, and I know that I have to go through it.
Amazing. Well, I appreciate that. I'll put my little two cents in on Sunday, Lucas. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Jesse.
All right, have buddy. A good one. And happy White History Month.
Yep. Happy White History Month.
There you go. 888-77 Jesse. Let me go to Coco Cabana out of Los Angeles. Coco, you are on the air.
Good morning, Mr. Jesse.
Good morning, Coco. A little louder.
Her name was Coco. Coco Cabana.
You remember
Happy
that
White History Month.
Her name was Coco
Cabana.
Amazing.
And she had flowers in her hair.
Yeah.
Happy White History Month. July feels white.
Absolutely. July
4th felt super, super white to me. The weather was so sweet, and the wind was blowing so gently. It was so beautiful. And I went to work like a white person.
Amazing.
Nice. I want to give a shout out to Ozzy Osbourne for White History Month. It's been a year since he passed away. And I want to just shout out Ozzy.
Right
he
on.
Loved his country. And he was just a great man. And his message is similar to your message in the music. And that's all I wanted to just say.
Thank you for the White History moment. And may his soul rest in peace.
May Ozzy's soul rest in peace.
Absolutely.
Bye, y'all.
Thank you, Coco.
Bye.
Amazing. Bye. Arthur is back out of Colorado. Arthur, you are on the air.
Sorry about that, Jesse. My line dropped somehow.
Happy White History Month, Arthur.
Happy White History Month. Happy White History Month to all the whites out there.
Right on. Thank you.
Jesse, I want to have more kids, but I definitely don't want to have more girls, so I want to know the secret into having boys.
Have you already made girls?
I have not made any girls. I have a boy.
Oh, so your first child is a boy?
My first child was a boy.
Oh, so you're fine then. You're alpha male already.
I'm an alpha male?
Yeah, if you're real male, mate boys first.
But how do I keep doing that? Because I'm not trying to have any girls.
Don't worry about it. You've already started. Now you have a way to see.
That's amazing. I'm on the right track then.
Absolutely.
Thank you very much, Jesse.
Amazing. Thank you. Amazing. Let me go to Tony out of California. Tony, you are on the air.
Good morning, Jesse. How you be today, my
Happy
friend?
Happy White History Month, Tony.
You know one thing? I was talking to my wife about that, and she said to ask you a question. Can I ask you that question, Jesse?
But first, you got to say Happy White History Month back.
Well, I'm going to say it to you right now.
Okay.
It's very amazing, as you always say, that you speak on White History Month for July. It just feels right. But you never speak about the pedophiles, the trafficking children, women.
Tony, you're going to be with me
all the
Happy White History Month.
That is part of your White History Month.
Tony.
Pedophilia.
Bye, Tony. 888, he's trying to screw up White History Month. What's up? Let me go to Sergio out of Los Angeles. Sergio, you are on the air.
Hey, good morning. Good morning, Jesse.
Good morning, and happy White History Month.
Man, happy White History Month.
Thank you.
I just wanted to comment on how, your last caller just brought it up, when Jesus was telling those people I just realized like a few weeks ago or last week that most people listen to what they hear and not what you say. Because I just had this interaction with my cousin. I don't talk to him anymore. And it's because I heard what he said. He told me he doesn't like me straight up, right? And I said, okay, you don't like me? If someone doesn't like me, why would I play with them, right?
That's right.
So I'm not going to play with you. So, okay, cool. But he never had told me that. But you know how you can assume, and those assumptions are the thoughts. All those thoughts. Because he would tell me, I told him something about his business because we work together. And then he's like, what, do you think I can't do this by myself? And I said, I never said that. Did you not hear what I said? And then he went off on his own tangent. And I realized that most people, including myself, I've caught myself doing it. That you just listen. They listen to the thoughts instead of what you actually said. And you know
that
you know,
is deep. And you're absolutely correct. Absolutely.
Man, it was crazy. And then you know what reminds me of it? Reminded me. You helped me out because you'd be like, "Bring the tape back," you know, because it's on radio, so you can bring it back. You could bring back exactly what I said.
Yeah.
You know? And then I can't do that in real life, but I'd be like, bring the tape back, because I know I didn't say that. I know I didn't say that. You're hearing something else. And I just was tripping out. I wanted to comment on that. And then your last caller said about Jesus, how he was saying this stuff. And then they said that they were listening back. He said it happens today. It happens all day, every day. And it happened back then. That's what Jesus did.
Yeah.
They believe what they thought, not what he was actually saying. And that I just wanted to comment on that.
Sergio, that is such an amazing point. I hear it all the time. I even in some of our fellowship, I'll have somebody give a talk about for a minute or two, and then I have other people to respond to that person's talk. They hear everything but what he said or what she said.
Yeah, yeah. Are they even in the building? Like, what's going on?
They sit right there in the building. And they're not hearing exactly what the person is saying.
Yeah, so I mean, you could probably correct me if I'm wrong, but I taught my son this. Well, I teach my son everything I learn, right? So, like, I taught my son that, like, is that what I said? You know? And then he's so much smarter than I am. I think he's so much closer to my father than I am.
Yes.
That he catches me slipping. He'd be like, did I say that, Dad? And I'm like, damn. Oh, my God. You're right, son. My bad.
Right
my
on.
Bad.
How old are you, yes, Sergio? Sir.
I'm 32. Oh, I'm 32. Tripping. I'm 36.
You're 36?
Yeah, I just sometimes forget about my age. I don't even
I understand. Well, you stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. You're right on the money about that. Absolutely.
It's crazy, man. Thank you, Jess. Thanks for the knowledge, man. It's really coming through.
Well, you stay just with it. It get clearer and clearer and clearer. And that is really a powerful point you made. People don't hear because their minds are interpreting what they're hearing.
Yep.
And they're not even really listening to what's being yep. said.
It's funny because you can literally be like, did I say that? Or is that what? No, but that's what you meant.
Right.
That's what you meant. Yep. What? Did I say that? All right, Big Jess. Have a good day.
You too, buddy. Thank you. That's amazing. 888-775-3773. Super, super.
Super chat.
Super chat.
Super chat.
Sweet. Francisco H. says Michelle wants him to get citizenship so she can put him on child support. The accuser.
Oh, I don't know about all that. What the?
That sounds like the accuser talking.
Well, she didn't sound like she would have put him on. She wanted him to be able to stay in the country, and he is providing and everything going well. She just doesn't want him to have to go back home. Sound like. Amazing, but thank you. That's amazing.
Unknown says, with a coffee, true connection with God, you know, happens when you become entirely still, simply observing the flow of your own thoughts. I would argue that relying on spoken language to communicate with God carries distinct risks, as it leaves open the possibility that deceptive alternative forces might answer you instead.
Amazing. Well, one thing for sure and without a doubt, God's voice is a voiceless voice. Satan's voice is a voice. Those are the thoughts and imaginations of the devil that you hear in your mind, in your head. Amazing. Thank you. Amazing hat, Hake.
Thank you. I was showing it off while you were talking.
Right on.
And let me just double check over here. I believe, y'all, that that is all for now.
Amazing. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Oh, Jermaine says, it's Wednesday. Good morning, y'all. Jesse, that free empty space the silent prayer created, it's like walking on water, and I only saw a glimpse of it. What the?
That's right. Well, one little glimpse is leading to two glimpses, and three, and so on and so on. Stay with it, stay with it, stay with it.
Nice. Thanks, y'all.
Thank you. Amazing. Appreciate it. Thank you, Jermaine, right?
Yep.
Thank you, Jermaine. Let me go to Johnny out of Hawaii. Johnny, you're on the air.
Aloha, Jesse. Happy White History Month.
Thank you, Johnny. Happy White History Month. Amazing.
Hey, I wanted to share with you how, so this is the first year that our family is celebrating it. I want to share what we're doing, see if you think it's a good idea or not, what you would do different, or what you would add for people in future years, because it's just getting better every year, I got it.
Right on. Go ahead.
So what we're doing is I'm having each of my kids pick a founder and learn more about them, and then, like, at the dinner table and everything, come back and tell us what they've learned about him, what they find admirable, and things like that, so that we could learn more about that and how the country was originally founded and what the founders intended and everything. So I wanted to see what you thought of that. I hope that even makes you proud, because you originated this whole thing, and I think it's been wonderful. And see if there's, should we add any food to it or anything else that you might recommend?
Johnny, I cannot think at this point of anything more perfect than that, because your children, they will, by doing that and then discussing it at the dinner table, they will be influenced in the right way. Absolutely, man.
Oh, that makes me happier than I can even tell you. You made my week, because to hear the originator of it say that you're doing it the right way, you can't beat that. Well, thank you, Jesse. Thank you for originating it and all that you do, and keep all the good stuff coming. I love it.
Johnny, that is so deep. I will suggest to other families that they do the same thing. Right on.
Ah, what wonderful. Thank you, Jesse. Thank you for all that you do, and stay blessed.
All right, buddy. Say happy White History Month. Thank you.
Happy White History Month. Thank you, sir.
All right. 888-77-JESSE. Super, super.
Super chat. Super chat.
C-Bill says, Hake looks like young President Trump with that hat on. Laughing face. Alpha male.
That's for sure.
And
go to JesseLeePeterson.shop and get your White History merch.
Lucas Duca says most, quote-unquote, Christians will see Jesus Christ right in front of their face and won't even believe it.
Yep.
Stay out of thoughts and watch.
Absolutely. The Hate Report is coming right now. I'll be back in a moment. One more hour to go. Back in a moment. Now, I totally disagree with the way things are going, but you can't be angry, because that's what the enemy wants. He wants to control you. They do things to make you mad so they can control you. It's like being married. And the wife would do things to make you mad, or she would do things to make you feel good. And men do that to women, too, when they want something from the woman, especially sex. They'll make her feel good, or they'll make her angry. And the woman's going to have to say, you don't want to be angry. You want to speak up. You want to disagree with what's going on. It's wrong. But do not be angry. Then you won't have fear. You won't have doubt. You won't have worries. You'll be able to see. But you got to stay away from anger. That's why you must forgive your mothers and your fathers so that you can overcome the spirit of anger. It's a spirit, and it's wicked. Nothing good in anger, because it has no love, folks. You need love to defeat evil. And love is not a weakness. It's a strength. It's from God. It's His nature.
Some crazy mess going on in this here world. Am I right or am I right? Such as those New Jersey voter rolls. I looked up her name. It's Mikey Sherrill, if I remember right. Now I've lost. Now I forgot. Anyway, that's the governess of New Jersey. What happened in New Jersey? They fell off. Bring back that fatter guy, the rhino. Bring back Chris Christie. Anyway, about 6,600, as I reported the prior hour from CNN, Commie Nonsense Network, non-citizens, 6,600 non-citizens were accidentally, they say, added to the New Jersey's voter rolls. About 400 cast improper ballots in recent elections. Governess Mikey Sherrill, I think, announced Tuesday. Sherrill said this stemmed from a serious, quote-unquote, software glitch at the State Motor Vehicle Commission. You know how in California at the DMV, they will register you to vote when you get your driver license or your ID, okay? Oh, knock two birds with one stone. Only problem is they also register illegal aliens as well as foreigners to get their driver's licenses. They give them driver licenses, even though they're illegal. Okay? And maybe at the same time, at least in this case, in 2023, before she took office, they registered accidentally, so-called, 6,600 foreigners to vote. And 400 of them did, according to reports. This woman, governess of New Jersey, Mikey Sherrill, added that even though these people indicated that they were not citizens while applying for a driver's license, they were registered as voters, quote unquote, through no fault of their own. I wonder if they remembered that they were not citizens, and if they were illegally voting when 400 of them voted. I wonder. Anyway, the Arizona primary, Representative Andy Biggs wins the Republican nomination for governor of Arizona. Interesting. Setting up a November clash with Democrat incumbent Katie Hobbs. How embarrassing. A woman governess. Whew. Anyway, shout out. The win for Andy Biggs, for the primary, right, who's a close ally with Donald J. Trump, our greatest president, shows the president still has a grip on the GOP politics, grand old party politics, following an uneven run of his endorsements this cycle. Shout out. A social media ban. French lawmakers voted Tuesday to ban social media use for children under the age of 15. Wow. Making it the first country in the EU to introduce such an age limit. That seems very limiting. Australia made history last year when they implemented the first ban on social media for ages 16 and under. Wow. Sounds ridiculous almost. Although this stuff is sketchy, but who's the government to say that? Isn't that the parents' job? Anyway, the UK announced similar restrictions in June, and Spain, Greece, and Denmark also plan to do the same. So France, Australia, UK, Spain, Greece, and Denmark have done it or are going to do it. Interesting. Do I want to tell you about this woman? Nah, I'll skip it. Pete Hegseth, as you know, was grilled. He estimated the Iran war cost $37.5 billion, which is kind of, none of us really comprehend what that is. Well, some of you may. That was the new estimate from earlier assessments facing fiery questions at the Senate hearing Tuesday. He and other officials appeared as Republicans prepare a $95 billion package to fund the military along with other White House priorities, including farm aid and voting law changes. Pete Hegseth said the supplemental war funding is an urgent, necessary injection of money. The hearing came days after the Pentagon announced three more American service members died in the conflict, as you may have heard, over the weekend, bringing the U.S. death toll to 17. All right, or 20 if you count all Americans, I guess, and not necessarily killed by Iran. Anyway, more than 100 been injured since early July. Rest in peace and get well. I'm James Hake, JLP.
have to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the racists with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We are also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. Gutmon and Hayao, you can get involved by calling 888-775-3773, 888-77-JESSE. And my brand new biblical question: are you afraid to abandon your fear of evil? Are you afraid to abandon your fear of evil? An amazing question for those men and women who want to wake up, who want to overcome evil. And every human being on the planet is evil. Not one that's not evil until they overcome it. And you can. Are you afraid to abandon your fear of evil? We have every way that you can watch and support the show. Listen on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And if you're running around, you can podcast the show and still listen on your phone. It's been made possible by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live, no matter what you're doing, walking or whatever, by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131, 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go buy me a coffee. Buy me a coffee.com/JLP Talk or Bun JLP Cash App. Bun JLP Cash App. I appreciate it. I love that idea that Johnny from Hawaii has and what they're doing, he and his family, to celebrate White History Month. Happy White History Month, Johnny. Is by having his children, you know, study upon men who made history and then discuss it at the dinner table. Isn't that like an amazing idea? It is happening right now. It is also the third hour of the show today. And every third hour, you got to love these videos that the Anchor Baby is making. They are, like, amazing. It is. Watch this video. It's Manhood Hour. What is a man? What is a man? Man.
It's an adult man. Human male.
Manhood. Hillary or President Trump?
I voted for Hillary Clinton.
Beta. Beta male. A man is a male returned to man. Live right, be right, and lead the way.
Hey, what's going on?
Tell them your mother is a federal prosecutor.
I need you, man.
Are you arresting my son?
I need you.
I know you're upset.
I'm a former federal prosecutor.
He knows. He's a Harvard grad.
Normally, it's a misdemeanor charge. We're going to not to a violation. Okay?
Hey, you guys got off easy.
Can you imagine having a mama? And this is what she's teaching you. Because you listen to the woman, you will suffer. Even your mama. What a mess, huh? This lady, this female, Sunny, she is like, her heart is wicked. Her heart is evil to the core. No love to her name. amazing. It's a spiritual battle. And don't forget to like these videos, by the way, folks. It is a spiritual battle. And all human beings are possessed with evil. And you're being influenced and don't know it. Except for those men and women who are starting to see. They're paying attention to what's going on in their mind. And they see that they're possessed by evil. And it's amazing the deception that evil brings upon you. And it's amazing as to how evil works through you. A little cunning ways and vanity and all kinds of ways. It's not just going out beating up people and stuff like that. But even your energy. Watch your energy when you're angry. Don't you put out bad energy toward your fellow man and yourself. Evil is something else, but it has no power. It's been defeated. You just don't know it because you're afraid. Isn't that amazing? I want to give you some examples of pure evil at work. And these are like outward, you know, like apparent examples. But even the thought of resenting your fellow man, being angry at someone is evil. It's evil. Being lonely is evil. Being depressed or stressed is evil. Being happy and glad, sad, glad and sad, glad, sad, up and down is evil. It's all evil. It's not good. You're into feeling good, then you're evil. You're into feelings. You're evil. You're being influenced by evil. God's love is a dispassionate love. No feelings. No thinking about it at all. Grok. This is like, Grandpa, tell me about the good old days, the world gone crazy. And it's getting worse. I told you my country is not coming back. There's a couple guys at the meeting on Sunday, the fellowship. The fellowships are amazing. RebuildingTheMan.com/church. And they were saying at the end of the meeting, and they white, hey, white. They want their country back. They want a white life. And I know what they mean, but the people of color will not allow white people to have a white life. And then white people don't know how to get them to back down so they can continue to enjoy their white life, first class life. Instead of all this mess, Grok is reporting. A video posted Tuesday captured a chaotic fight among a large crowd of young people. This is from X. Amazing, huh? According to Grok, it was a group of young people, including children as young as 9 years old, aboard a crowded train in Philadelphia. no injury, arrest, or officer statement from Southern Eastern Pennsylvania Transportation Authority or police have been reported. What's wrong with the blacks, huh? You see how the children are now? And this has been going on for 70 years. Look where they are now. Look how they're acting. Wild animals. And I told you they have no love. They don't love one another. And the people are carrying on about a situation in Mississippi where, according to the report, one black guy went out on a boat with three white friends, according to the report. The black guy didn't come back. The white guys did. And they are like, they're all upset and carrying on about one black guy. But how about this mess here? And how come so many people are on one train anyway? What the? But how about they don't care about it? You're not going to hear the protests about this. You're not going to hear any Al Sharpton or that other black so-called lawyer showing up. They don't care about you. It's not about the blacks. And they're fighting each other in the same way they fight white people. If you don't love all, you love none. How you think you're going to hate the white man and then love the black? It doesn't work that way. Look at there. That's the proof. Evil is coming through those young people right there. It's been passed on from their mothers and fathers, especially from the mothers. This isn't how, ain't no white supremacists involved in that. But then down in Mississippi, they're just so hurt. Our children. You're hurting our children. These are not your children? Are your children only when, is your child only when they involve in white people? And something happens without even knowing what happened so far, as far as I know. Do you see evil now? Human nature is not of love. There's no love in human nature. Human nature is Satan nature. It's evil. This is why human beings treat each other this way. And that way, even judging somebody else in your mind, even if they don't know you're judging them, that's human nature. That's the devil's nature. And the so-called leadership, they love these type of things. They love that maybe some white person hurt a black person. It benefits them financially and so-called power. Earth is not heaven, and man is not God. Christ said, and I repeat, you cannot trust an angry person. An angry person is an evil person. No such thing as righteous anger. Find me a so-called black leader that will comment on stuff like this. These people fighting on the plane, I mean on the train, according to the report, like wild animals. Are they going to comment on it? Where's Ben Crump? Where is the poor black mother crying, my children, my baby was just so sweet, my baby was so nice, my baby was just everything, my baby. These are not your babies. When it's black on black, it's not your babies. And when a so-called white person involved, they love it. They ride in and see what they can get from it. That's why they keep this false idea of racism going. The battle is spiritual, for it has nothing to do with the physical. evil causes you to do the things that you wouldn't ordinarily do. It causes you to think in ways that you wouldn't ordinarily think. It's not you. It's something made a home in you, in your mind. Your thoughts are not God's thoughts, and your ways are not God's ways. You're being influenced, and you're participating. You are cooperating with evil when you believe thoughts. You are the devil. You're the devil. And speaking of devils, Fox News is reporting, Jasmine Cricket says the real reason so many people are rooting for Spain to win, they had this little soccer game recently, and I guess it sounds like it's all over now, and Spain beat, let me see who they were. They whooped Argentina. Don't cry for me, Argentina. I did my best. I kept my promise. Don't cry for me, Argentina. I did my best. I kept my promise. So apparently, Jasmine Cricket, this is from Fox, said, the real reason so many people were rooting for Spain to win the World Cup and the finals was because of racist history surrounding Argentina. This is from C-SPAN.
The World Cup. The World Cup that captured the imaginations of the entire world when they saw all of these people of color that was playing for all these teams. And ultimately, if you recall, the last two teams, it was Argentina and Spain. And it seemed like the vast majority of the world was rooting for Argentina, or actually against Argentina, right? And why was that? Just give me an explanation if you could guess, if you'll just let them finish the answer. Okay.
Spain had the best team. Maybe that's why they were rooting for them.
Right on.
There's also right a on. Racist history that
Mr.
exists.
Mr. Beyer, you're recognized.
Thank you,
Ms. Crockett.
See how evil this heifer is? This is an evil one. Because you listen to the woman, you will suffer. That's all she has going on for herself. And how is Argentina racist? I don't even know what that means. See how crazy, and these people in our government, people like Jasmine Cricket and others, pushing hate because they have no love. And they are doing it for personal gain. Not that they care about Argentina or the blacks. And they definitely hate the whites, so they hate everyone. And remember that my hero, Booker T. Washington, my white history, 1800, they didn't have this kind of mess. Black people stood on their own 2 feet. They didn't have Jasmine Cricket out there lying and carrying on about racism. Grok is reporting that Jasmine Cricket shared a clip from the July House Oversight hearing where she criticized the current administration policies as racist. This is from X.
It's racist. It's just racist, racist. Let me be clear about something. The people that were here are the indigenous folk. And you know who ICE been rounding up?
They've been rounding up
indigenous people. The people that originally came, not the colonizers, but the original people. So what this is about is whiteness. Everything that this administration has pushed has been about white supremacy. You want to sit up here and act like the crime is being perpetrated by people of color, but the statistics say otherwise. If you look at the real numbers, I know that y'all believe in propaganda and y'all don't want people to know the truth and y'all definitely don't want them to know history because then you got to, again, acknowledge colonizing. But nevertheless, When you look at the numbers, you want to tell me about one-offs. And listen, as a criminal defense attorney, I have represented people of all colors. Let me tell you, anybody can commit a crime on any given day. The idea that you put a white sweeping brush on everybody that happens to have a little bit of melanin as a criminal, that is really the crime. When you are elected to represent somebody, you should be understanding that your job is to fight for everybody. And what makes this country great is our diversity.
No, it doesn't. That screwed up the country. Why is her bra on the outside of her silver dress? What the? She must have got dressed in the dark. See how this is what the so-called civil rights movement was about. This is all you've been ever getting for the last 70 years or so from the so-called civil rights movement. This is what you're getting. And the civil rights movement was never about uniting the people. It was about separation, dividing and using for personal gain. I played you Booker T. Washington. Black people got along way better, even in the 1800s, than they do it in 2026. Because of people like this. And it got to get worse because she's allowed to sit there and lie to the young people like this about racism. Racism doesn't exist. Our battle is spiritual. Don't cry for me, Argentina. I did my best. I kept my promise. Earth is not heaven, and man is not God. You listen to Satan right there in our government. And the white man's government, the white man founded this country. If Jasmine Cricket is so unhappy, go to Africa with your mask. See how far that gets you. Why are you going to sit up at the white man country and accuse them like that? And it's going to get worse. And I got proof. NBC News is reporting. A man is preparing and speaking out after he recorded the moment a United Airlines customer service employee at San Francisco International Airport said she would call federal immigration officers on his family. NBC News.
All quiet at the United counter tonight at SFO. Quite a contrast from Tuesday when the Varela family was trying to leave for a family trip to Canada.
Hey, what's your name? Because you're rude as hell.
Julio Varela says this United Airlines customer service representative refused to help fix an issue with his daughter's ticket, which had listed her last name as her middle name. After almost 3 hours, he says an employee from United Partner Airlines was close to fixing the issue, but he says that United worker stepped in to dismiss them.
You know, she walks over, she's like, what, you're still here?
Varela says by phone, a different United rep told them to go to SFO early Tuesday and customer service at the airport would fix the error that his wife had accidentally made when they booked their flight a few months ago. But he says this employee insisted it was his wife's fault and she wasn't going to help.
She said, well, I don't care, that's her problem. Then you take it up with her. I don't care if you guys fly out today or not. And that's when I got upset. And I said, you know what? You are so rude. What's your name?
What's your name, ma'am?
He says the worker refused to identify herself.
I'm asking you for your name so I can report you.
She then pulled her own phone out and started recording. And that's when he says she threatened to call ICE.
Says, maybe we need to call ICE on you. You're not acting like a citizen.
The video of the incident has gone viral.
Maybe we should call ICE on you.
You're going to call ICE on me? Oh, say that again. Say that again.
Maybe you need to be, because you don't act like a citizen. Get away.
Who are you calling?
Varela says he couldn't believe what he was hearing.
Which infuriated me, because I am citizen number one. And for her to threaten me like that with ICE, especially with the state of politics now in America and with what ICE is doing.
I thought Jasmine Cricket just said that white people call it ice. That lady didn't look white to me. Maybe we should call ICE according to the report. That lady didn't look white. And she said, according to the report, maybe we should call ICE. And she just, and from what I heard, I didn't hear her say, maybe we need to get you some ICE water. She said, maybe we should call ICE, according to the story. I thought Jasmine said white people call it ICE. On the indigenous Indians. What the? The man also claims that the employee physically, this is why black businesses don't work, this type of attitude. Because even in the black area, they set up black businesses, and if a black potential customer goes in there and you give them attitude like that, even though they have attitude too, they ain't going back. And black businesses don't work in black areas for the most part. And this is why. Bad, nasty, angry attitudes. The man also claimed that the employee physically hit his hand and his phone during the confrontation.
United Airlines has a racist customer service lady.
And after another minute or so of back and forth between the two, you see the United worker's hand come up and Varela's phone go dark.
No, you didn't help nothing, and don't touch me.
Julio says the United employee hit his hand and his phone.
And when she pushed me, it caused me to squeeze it. But then I realized I stopped it, and I turned it back on again.
On top of being threatened with ICE, he says he was also assaulted. We reached out to United Airlines and the employees union leadership. United said, quote, "We're looking into the interaction in this video, but don't have anything additional to share at this time."
Amazing. What do you think would have happened if that employee was white and doing that to the man of color? What do you think would have happened? It would be a whole different story. My country is gone. And white people have given up on their own country. They're afraid of the blacks. What a mess, huh? This is happening in Europe, the UK, and it's happening in South Africa. It's happening in all of the white countries. I don't know about all of them, but most for sure. Even their white government don't defend the whites. Even the transgenders are ticked. Like the Pope, the transgenders are a tick. California Post is reporting. Viral video, body cam video appears to show a self-described transgender student freaking out on a campus police officer for misgendering him. This is from the New York Post. Are we not out of time? Okay. We'll play it when I come. Is that right? Okay, we'll play it when I come back. And your phone calls and super chat, the stretch off is open on Pules. I'll be right back. A mess!
I just want to say thank you for everything that you do.
You absolutely changed my life for the positive, and I just want to thank you. I was 29-year-old beta, living at home with my mom, and just was living in fear and doubt, and I couldn't hold down a job. And then I found you, and I started listening, and I started just being more at peace. And I forgave my mom, and I forgave my father. And it's like right after that, everything just changed in my life, and I was able to get a good job, and I moved out, and I live on my own now, and everything has just changed. And I just want to say thank you, and I appreciate you for spreading that message. It really is a positive message.
Amazing. That's good, man. I want people to know God loves us in ways that there are no words to express, because you have nothing to compare it to, right? Stay with the silent prayer. You haven't seen anything yet. It gets better. The Hake Report is coming up at 9 a.m. at the top of this hour. The guy with the good hair, he ain't afraid of no ghost. And then after that, the American Anchor Baby. Energy. You see these videos, right? He's doing the working the American Anchor Baby show and working the Jesse Lee Peterson show and Bond. What the American Anchor Baby from 11 to 1 p.m. Pacific time. And today is Wednesday, I believe. And if that's true, Bill on Punchy TV today. Yeah. Bill on Punchy. Brand new live episode. You can tune in. You can call in. You can super chat him. At 2 p.m. And don't mess with Bill. Na-na-na-na-na. At 2 p.m. on Punchy TV. And don't forget to support us. Go to rebuildingtheman.com/donate. I appreciate it. Thank you for helping us to help others. That's amazing. And there's a sale on Cameos. Shout-outs, personal shout-outs. Personal shout-outs, Cameo, birthday shout-out, wedding, congratulations, encouragement. Go to cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. All right? Amazing. I was about to show a video. Let me see what it was. I showed the United. Oh, the transgender person. According to California Post, this transgender person had a hissy fit because you transgender him, according to the New York Post.
Stop misgendering me!
What's the problem?
Why do you let those kids get away with this? They are not supposed to be here!
If you don't lower your voice, I am going to put handcuffs on you and I'm going to take you to a Baker Act facility. You lower your voice,
try it.
Are you threatening me? Can we get another unit to deal with Jay Lee here? He is having a breakdown.
Say! Just say the right pronoun!
What'd you say?
7351.
Get down on the ground right now.
No!
You're about to get sprayed.
No! Just
get down on the ground right now.
Leave me alone!
I can come in there.
Leave me alone, please!
Okay, are you going to calm down?
I want to
No, no, it's too late now. It's too late now. He's going to be taken away.
Say!
Take
I just want to get away from him.
I
Shay! Stop mass tickling me! Just say Shay!
Please step in. Watch your head.
Do not push me.
What a mess! Earth is not heaven. A man is not God. He's screaming, say she. It's she. See, I told you the devil is controlling. The devil is in the details. And one other real quick one before I go to the cause of Super Chat. The devil is in the detail. You are being controlled and influenced and acted through by the devil. And you think you're in control of your own life. How sad can you be? You are not in control of your own life at all. At all. It's like you never knew yourself at all. It must be your fault. Amazing. It is your fault. If you don't get to know yourself at all, it's your fault. It's like we never knew each other at all. It might be my fault. I never will forget. So listen, listen, listen to me. I can feel your eyes go through me. And I don't know why. Amazing. It's a spiritual battle. You're possessed, every human being is possessed with evil until you forgive, admit you're wrong for being evil, being angry, being resentful, and go and forgive your mama first. If it's possible, then your father, and return to the father, men and women. And then you'll be possessed by love of God from above. And there is a love that comes from above. It does, if you allow it to, but you won't let it. There is a true love that will come from above and overtake you. One last quick one. This is from, I want to know what y'all think about this. Is this girl wrong or right? Would you do what this girl said she would do for her father? American, this is from X. American TV personality Stephen A. Smith was heartbroken after his daughter, Samantha, told him that she wouldn't let him live in her house when he's older. And she planned to put him in a nursing home instead. Is she wrong for this? This is from X.
And then when I'm older and I have nothing.
Nursing home.
And I need you to take care
nursing
of me.
Nursing home.
You can't do that.
Nursing home.
You're not going to do that.
Two words, Dad.
Nursing home. So you'd put your dad in a nursing home.
Nursing home. Well, what else would I do? Take care of you myself?
How about that? Or put me in your home and have 24-hour nursing assistant.
In my house?
Yeah, why not?
With my kids? And my car? And my husband? And my pool? In my guest room?
I'm just your dad.
Exactly.
The one that made it all possible.
I would love you from a distance, Dad. You know I love you from a distance. We better that way. You're my heart, though.
Oh, would you put your dad or your mother in a nursing home when they became old? Would you? I want to know. That's funny. 888-777-5773. Let me go to Marco, a first-time call out of Florida. Marco.
Jesse, don't cry for me, Argentina.
I did my best. I kept my promise.
Don't keep your distance.
Don't keep your distance. I kept my promise. Marco, would you put your father or mother in a nursing home when they become old?
No, I won't.
And why? You would take care of them?
Yes, I will.
You would have them in your house as old people?
No, 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 probably in my house. No, no, in my house.
And you say you would not put them in a nursing home?
It depends. It depends on who is taking care of them on the nursing home. I've seen many horrible things happening there.
Amazing. So, so a quick yes or no. Once your parents turn old, would you let them stay in your house?
No.
And why not?
Because I don't think that I would be a good situation for either for me and for them. And I will make sure that they are in okay, but I don't think that I could live with them in the same household. What about you, Jesse? What do you think?
No, I put him in a nursing home.
Yeah, okay.
Amazing. So, Marco, you wanted to tell me quickly about Argentina being a racist country?
Yeah, right now there is a whole social media campaign, you know, like hating Argentina. My mom is Argentinian, my dad is Italian, but I know about Argentina. I've been there, I have family there. And it's nothing but the opposite. The reason that they think Argentina is a racist country is because on the soccer team, they don't have black players. And that is the stupid reason that you can actually condemn somebody for, you know, because they don't have the black players. And the reason is like based on, you know, back in history, you know, based on the geographical location of Argentina, the amount of slaves that got there, there were very few, and they mixed with a 99% European population. You know, mostly Argentina, you know, it came from immigration from Europe, Germany, Spain, and Italy mainly. So, but that's not necessarily means that the whole country or Argentina is a racist country because we don't have a black player. Yet, on our money, the money that they use right there, which is the 10,000 pesos, the person that is on that particular bill is a black woman that used to fight for us in the army. And also, I mean, if they will actually make some time to study history, they will realize that Argentina abolished, you know, they completely canceled, you know, slavery 10 years before the United States did it. And there are so many things that, you know, it's just a campaign. And like this lady Crockett was saying, you know, they just take something that they see on social media and they make it a huge deal. And right now, everybody is talking about how racist Argentina is because of this. And it's nothing but the opposite about particular country. And I just don't understand. I mean, it seems like right now in every single person, every single team, every single government, they have to have a minority on it. Otherwise, if not, you're racist. And that's like crazy.
What a mess. So yeah, Argentina people are white people?
Mostly, the most, you know, mostly are white people, yeah.
Did you know that? And,
I kind of did know that because
Argentina's a white people?
It's sort of white Hispanic, more of white compared to.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And I mean, our immigration, I mean, my grandfather, he came from Italy to Argentina, you know, and they came to work and they work hard and they built the building, the country, I mean. And You know, but that doesn't necessarily mean that Argentina is a racist country, even though right now they open the doors for everybody. There is a lot of people from Africa right there, too, right now, like from Senegal. And, you know, and they're trying to get there because of the freedoms that they enjoy in the country. I mean, but it's just crazy that how they use the race card to destroy a community, to destroy person, to destroy anybody, even though Argentina has won 126 world titles, the soccer team. And that's based on their skills, based on their merit. Yet, that doesn't matter. I mean, they are trying to destroy them because there is no one single black player in the team. And it's just ridiculous how they will use that card.
What a mess.
I just wanted to comment. Yeah, what a mess, Jesse. What a mess. I mean, are all these Nicaraguans all over the world are talking about it, you know, Argentina. And it's just crazy. It's just like, it makes me a little bit sad, but I mean, at the end of the day, I know that, like you say, it's a spiritual battle, and, you know, we just need to, like, keep moving. I tell my friends there, you know, we know, you know, the truth, just keep moving, keep your head up. And don't let these people destroy you or destroy your values and your principles just because they use this car for everything. So,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, man. I appreciate that.
Thank you, Jesse, for everything. And thank you for spreading the word. And thank you, everybody there in the show. I love you guys. I listen to you every day. But I just wanted to comment on this horrible thing that is happening right now against Argentina.
I totally appreciate that. Thank you. Right on.
Thank you, Jesse.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye now. I didn't know Argentina were white. No wonder my daughter went over there.
Did she play Evita?
Remember she was saying, "Don't cry for me, Argentina. I kept my promise." Remember Argentina?
I mean, yeah, Madonna starred as Eva Perón.
See?
In the 1996 musical film Evita, directed by Alan Parker.
That's how I got to really know Argentina really existed, through Madonna, like a virgin.
Hey.
So what did you say AI say about Argentina?
Okay, so yeah, I looked up when you guys were talking about what Jasmine Crockett said about that stuff, at least when you were preparing for the show. They had state-sponsored whitening, blanqueamiento. Pardon me if I'm butchering the word. In the 19th century, Argentine leaders, most notably President Domingo Faustino Sarmiento, were obsessed with the dichotomy of civilization versus barbarism. And they viewed European ancestry as synonymous with civilization, while indigenous, so-called, and African ancestries were labeled as barbaric. So their 1853 Constitution, Article 25, mandated promotion of European immigration. All right, so subsidizing importing European immigrants, Italy, Spain, to dilute the non-white population. And they had systemic marriage practices. Social programming encouraged mixed-race unions under the framework of "a drop of white blood makes you white." gradually absorbing the Afro-descendant population, because they did have some, like a third of black descendants making up, like, a third of their population was, like, black.
So that,
at one point, by, like, 1778.
Really?
According to the Google AI.
Google doesn't know anything.
I know, but I'm info may be false. Disclaimer, y'all.
Yeah.
But this is what they're saying.
So those players that were here playing recently, they were white? They look white?
Yeah.
I didn't even look at any of it. So that the players look white? I thought they looked color. I didn't see them, but I just assume, since they're from Argentina, they look color.
Well, you know how Nick, the American Anchor Baby, looks white, but he also looks sort of ethnic?
Yeah.
That's how they look.
Oh.
See, he looks... That's Messi right there.
That's what?
Lionel Messi.
So Messi was white?
Yeah, he looks kind of white.
Really?
Uh-huh. He's like light-skinned Hispanic.
I thought I saw Messi, and I thought that he looked white.
Yeah, they don't. They're not all that brown tan Hispanic.
So is Nick from Argentina?
Maybe. Who knows? I think his dad's a mystery, right? He's a
mysteries unfold.
Colombia, which is the best speaking of Spanish anywhere. There's Nick. There's Messi.
That's Messi.
Uh huh.
He sure is white. Wow. So, can you show me the team, the Argentina soccer team? I did not know they looked white.
This part is rough. Let me tell you this
story. No wonder Jasmine Cook is sick.
This little part of the story might be kind of bad. In the military conscription, they put black men disproportionately drafted and placed on the deadliest front lines during the Argentine Wars of Independence and the War of Triple Alliance in the 1800s.
That's bad?
That sounds kind of bad.
Why?
Because it's kind of like what King David did to Uriah the Hittite. They put Uriah the Hittite right on the front lines to kill Bathsheba's husband.
Oh, yeah?
According to the story.
Oh, yeah.
In like Samuel.
Right. Let me see your team again.
So you don't, I don't know if I agree. I may disavow that one.
That's Argentina team. They all look white.
Yeah.
I thought for sure they were people of color. Because I heard Argentina. I used to wonder why Madonna went over there. Now I see why.
And maybe that's why, you know, your caller just now, Marco from Florida.
Yeah.
Said that they're like the opposite of racist, so-called.
Right.
That may be because they're kind of like fair-minded people.
It
because,
is.
You know, a lot of white people are very fair-minded with everybody.
Yeah. And that's the
There's England.
Look how you all messed up. No wonder they lost.
Shout out.
They're not separated. Amazing. Very, very. Thank you, Marco. I had no idea. I learned something today. That's amazing. Let me go to Chris out of Kentucky. Chris, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse. Happy White History Month.
Happy White History Month, Chris. Thank you.
How are you?
All is well. Amazing.
It's good. Yeah, I just a couple things. One is just how evil can affect different, you know, people so differently.
Yeah,
I guess, you know, like obviously there are evil white people and, you know, evil black people, but you don't typically see white people on a bus, you know, 40 of them beating the crap out of each other.
That's right.
It kind of makes, you know, it just makes you wonder, like, what, you know, what, obviously there's, you know, there's evil there, but why does it affect people so differently?
Because each generation of evil get worse if it's not corrected. And over the last 70 years or so, give or take, black people have not done anything about correcting evil. They have held on to it, and they blame the white man. So now this generation of blacks is even worse than the ones from 70 years ago.
That makes sense.
That's why.
Yeah.
Even in the individual don't overcome evil, they get worse too.
Well, yeah, that makes sense. Well, and then, you know, to that same point, that I've noticed anytime there's one of these big controversies, you know, where a black guy gets killed or shot by the police or goes missing or whatever, you know, it's, they're always immediately wanting something out of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you don't, you know, I don't seem to notice that with white people as much. Like that news lady that went missing a while back, you know, it just seemed like they were trying to find her or figure out what happened. But anytime it happens to a black person, they're immediately wanting to sue or get money out of it, it seems like.
All about the money, that's for sure, and the perceived power. You're absolutely right. What a mess. It wasn't always that way. Booker T. Washington was an example of how it used to be in the good old days. Chris, call me again. I got to end right now. Call me back tomorrow if you can.
Have a good day, Jesse. Thanks.
All right. You're making a really good point. I want to hear the rest.
All right, man. See you. Thanks.
All right, buddy. Super, super.
Super Jack.
Super Jack.
Super Jack.
Brandy from Hawaii. God sent Moses to free his people. God said to them, tell them, I am sent you. Did Moses, he said? God is I am. Jesus then called himself I am when the Pharisees asked, is why they killed him.
Oh, amazing. That is, thank you.
And she says, that is Jesus claiming to be God.
No.
Thank you, Brandy.
Well, thank you, Brandy. Amazing.
Biggie Bollocks, Spencer Pratt can't save L.A. if elections are... And he claims rigged. Sad.
What a sad way to live. Amazing. Thank you.
C-Bill Hake looks like a professional golfer.
Yeah. Amazing, July. Just feels white hat.
Thank you, C-Bill. Who also says with another super chat, it's over for the black community. It will take two generations before things clear up. Laughing with tears.
At this point, more than two, Bernie, the evil is totally out of... You saw those black kids. It's out of control now.
Indeed. Gator Chris, that love you, Jesse. Heart blessings.
Thank you. I love you back. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Mia's a cute dog, Kappa. And she says, Mr. So-and-so, can you buy me a new country? There's a certain person whom she wants to buy a new country for her.
Right on. Thank you.
Or I think it's her. Aries One and Games for Rec gifted the cookie and the can. Thank y'all, guys, over on pilled.net.
Amazing. Thank you. I appreciate your support.
Charla, say, Jesse, if Martin Luther King fought for blacks because things were so bad for them, how did his parents become upper middle class living in a nice city with a nice city view of Atlanta?
I rest my case. Amazing. Good question. Thank you.
Yeah, I didn't even know that.
I didn't know they lived in a city view, but I knew they lived in Atlanta. Amazing. Thank you.
And thank you, guys. I could be mistaken, but I believe that... Oh, Everblazer says, I almost believed you. All this time, I still remember everything you said. And he's been a member for 14 months. Very nice. Thank you, Everblazer.
I remember everything you said.
Is that Phil Collins or is that... That's Genesis.
Phil Collins.
It's Genesis.
Oh, maybe he was Genesis.
He led Genesis.
Oh, okay. Amazing.
And thank you, guys. I think that's all for now.
It's the way that you're leaving. It's like we never knew each other at all. It must be my fault.
In too deep.
Thank you all for your support. I appreciate it. I'm out of time. Hate coming in new than the anchor baby. Thank you all, Rick, and the rest of the callers. I'm out of time. Bye.
The views, information, thoughts, and opinions expressed during this show are the individual's own and do not represent the views, thoughts, and opinions of the JLP Network or Bond. Their appearance on the program does not imply an endorsement of them or any entity they represent. The material and information presented here is for general information purposes only. The JLP Network and Bond name and all forms and abbreviations are the property of its owner, and its use does not imply endorsement of or opposition to any specific organization, product, or service.
Anytime you have situations happening in your life, always be still. Don't overreact. Most of the people that I know, they say, oh, I know Jesus. I love Jesus. I'm an observer. And as soon as something don't go their way, they get mad. I'm like, what the? If you overreact, folks, remember to do that. Don't overreact. And when you get mad, it's your problem. It ain't your wife's problem, your husband's problem, your neighbor, your friend, your preacher, your teacher. It's your problem. Why do you think you tick? It didn't go your way or the way you think it should go. Don't have a way you think it should go. Let life just happen. Thoughts make you think that life should go the way you want it to go. And if it doesn't, if someone don't do or say or act the way you think they should act, you hate them. And then you blame them for being mad. It's the darndest thing I ever seen. But it's amazing to see it. So relax.